Happy Thursday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here for another show. And this is our live show from this past Sunday night, September 13th, 2020, as we took your calls for an hour and we got some live trip reports from this past week. A couple of callers just got back from Walt Disney World, gave us their thoughts on scheduling some late ADR so you can spend some private time in the parks, how you can see so many attractions in such little time, working with the shorter park hours, and much more. Of course, at the top of the show, I give this week's news about what's happening at the world during the Christmas season this year, new offerings for Halloween, how you can build your own lightsaber again at Disney's Hollywood Studios, and much more. Don't forget, today's show is brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Please continue to use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And a big shout out to our patrons. You make all this podcasting possible, and we couldn't do it without you. If you want to become a patron, you can do that over at patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to the Be Our Guest Podcast live call-in show, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in live here on Facebook or YouTube. Just always search for the Be Our Guest podcast, and you can listen at your preferred destination. This is Mike Rallman here from the Be Our Guest podcast. And of course, you can check out everything we have going on over at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. We are going to be taking your calls live for the next hour. We'll have the news at the top of the show, some shout outs to some of our great patrons, and we will get to the phone calls. Before we do that, I want to invite everybody who is tuned in live tonight on Facebook or YouTube, or if you're checking out the show on Thursday on the feed, come join us on Discord. Discord sounds confusing. It sounds cutting edge, and it kind of is, but it really isn't. It's just a live chat room that is open 24/7. We have great discussions. We share pictures. We just have a good time talking to each other and getting to know each other from all over the world. You can get to the Discord server, get into the chat room. Just go to brguestpodcast.com on the right-hand side. There's a link about three down. It just says, join us on Discord. Click there and you're in. It's super simple. It'll be a lot of fun. I'd love to see you over there because I do keep Discord running in the office when I'm down here working, especially during the week. And it's just fun dropping in, talking all kinds of Disney and just life in general. So come join us on Discord. I'd really, really appreciate that. I see people are joining right now during the live show. I love that. And we were humming Baby Shark as we started the show. All right, we're going to start doing this each week. And I want to send a shout out to some of our patrons who are making this podcast possible while travel has slowed down. Travel has slowed down over the last few months. Of course, you know of COVID. And a lot of folks stepped up and really helped me keep the show going, helped me cover all the costs of the podcast and everything associated with that. I'm trying to get to all the shout outs here. We got quite a few, but we're going to do them a little chunk at a time. Big shout out to listener Julie Marino down in Florida, Amy Muir, Lindsay Mensing, Cindy Ostrander, Rachel Freshwater, Lisa Teps Tuttle, Stacy Arndt, Danielle Laschetti. And if I say your names wrong, I sincerely apologize. I always got my name mispronounced too. Nobody ever said Rallman correctly, and I apologize. Lindsay Waits, Richard Worthington, and Dennis Keithley. Each one of you are stepping up to the plate and keeping the podcast going. Thank you so much for being a patron. I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. So thank you for being there for so much. All right, let's get to the news of the day. How about this? And this news comes from themouseforless.com right on the front of the page there. You got the news link, and this news, of course, is brought to you by Ricky Niblett from the Be Our Guest podcast. So let's talk Halloween offerings, right? I don't know if you know, it's fall, guys, right? It's not the fall guy, it is fall, comma, guys. We have the fall decorations up here in the house. Football was on the TV. We had some college football yesterday, pro football today. This year, we don't have a Halloween party. We had that disappointment way a long time ago, it seems like now. But we talked on the podcast where we should build our own Halloween party, right? Just kind of roll your own as you're down there. Well, you can do that this year. Adults can wear costumes during October at the Magic Kingdom. But some of the stuff that was announced this week, and I think it is very, very cool, you're going to get to see some of the Mickey's Boo to You Parade characters and floats. That's right. This is something you had to pay extra for before 2020. So it says throughout the day, special Halloween cavalcades will pop up and head down Main Street, USA. Guests may see Mickey Mouse and his pals all dressed in Halloween costumes. Or you may even come across a cavalcade of Disney villains, including Gaston, Maleficent, the Queen of Hearts, Jafar, and even Jack Skellington. That's right. You won't even have to wait in line 5 hours to see him. That's pretty cool. Also, in another move, the Dapper Dans are back, but it's Halloween, guys. That means the Dapper Dans will be in costume. They are going to be the Cadaver Dans. And I don't know if you've ever seen the Cadaver Dans. Raise your hand if you have. They're pretty awesome. They are very somber. They are very ghostly. And they are singing in a minor key. It is crazy. So you can see the Cadaver Dans. I would guess they'd be back in Frontierland. That's where I've always seen them, kind of by the shooting arcade area. They may be up above. I know the Country Bears have been up above the Country Bears state. There's like a little stage there. We talked about that on the show. So you may see them there. Over at the studios, we got Halloween's Mini Halloween Dine. So Minnie Mouse will be doing a modified character meal over at Hollywood and Vine starting on September 25th. It's going to be a tableside family-style dinner, and you get to meet Minnie Mouse. She's going to be dressed as a witch. Goofy's going to be a spooky cowboy. Mickey Mouse is going to be a vampire, and Pluto is just going to be wearing a Halloween collar. Not, I guess, Pluto. They ran out of costumes for Pluto. Of course, you can get pictures with the characters, but socially distant pictures, so you do not get to hug them, but you get to get a socially distant Halloween selfie with them. So that's Halloween at Walt Disney World. Thanks, everybody who's joining the Discord server. Very, very cool. All right, another thing that's coming back. The Force is slowly coming back to Walt Disney World. This is one of the coolest things you can do, which I still haven't done because it's kind of expensive. But I am going to do here soon. You can now, once again, build a lightsaber at Savvy's Workshop. So let's get the details on that. Starting on September 20th, you can go to Savvy's Workshop over in Galaxy's Edge at Disney's Hollywood Studios to build your own lightsaber. It does cost $199.99, but comes with a handy-dandy Jedi-approved carrying case. There are four different options, depending on color, for your lightsaber. You can make it red, blue, green, or violet. I'm not going to go through all the details there. But here's the key. Here's what you need to know. What do you need to know? Make your reservation starting on September 16th. At DisneyWorld.com or in the My Disney Experience app. So if you want to become a Jedi and or I guess a Sith and make your lightsaber, put September 16th, that's just a few days away, on your mobile device reminder, and you can start making those reservations at DisneyWorld.com or on the My Disney Experience mobile app to make your lightsaber, and you'll be the coolest kid on the galaxy. If you want to see what the experience is about, go to themouseforless.com, click on the story, and you'll see Ricky making her lightsaber. It's so wrong. Now that I think about this, it is so wrong that Ricky has made a lightsaber and I haven't. I am a diehard Star Wars fan. She doesn't even know what Hoth is. What is wrong with this? I digress. And James J says there's going to be a new lightsaber option coming to you. I believe it'll be the Rey lightsaber from Rise of Skywalker is what I've heard. All right, Halloween's done. We got the Force. How about Christmas? Let's talk about that real quick. We kind of talked about this stuff on Friday's podcast, but just in case you missed it, no Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, no candlelight processional this year, no Jingle Bell Jingle. Bam. However, there are going to be some and there's no Castle Dream Lights. That kind of hurts. But instead of Castle Dream Lights, they're going to have the projections on the castle to make it look very festive and very holiday. Now, here's something somebody tweeted me earlier today. Let's see if I can find it. Where are my mentions? Because this was incredible. One of our listeners came up with the greatest idea for this year. Here it is. It's Heather_Gate_B. She asked me, Mike, if Disney is smart in 2020, are we not going to have, because remember, we had the birthday cake castle right at the 25th anniversary, the big pink, some people call it the Pepto-Bismol castle. I kind of thought it was neat. You don't want it like that forever, but it was kind of cool. What if in 2020 we have a fruitcake castle? Can we do it? A fruitcake castle? That'd be kind of cool. It's projected. It's not there very long. Get your picture with it. There is going to be an ugly sweater castle, so that's going to be kind of fun. So you will have some fun pictures there. Besides that, you are going to have Special characters, cavalcades, of course, with festive floats, the characters in their holiday finest. You're going to get to see gingerbread men, the elves and reindeer, the toy soldiers. I love the toy soldiers. They're my favorite. And the Main Street Philharmonic marching through the Magic Kingdom. Over at Epcot, this is good news. Festival of the Holidays will continue. This festival is going to start later in the holiday season on my birthday, November 27th. And guests will, of course, find the holiday kitchens. Of course, you got to eat around World Showcase Promenade. And the Voices of Liberty are going to bring their incredible performances to the American Gardens Theater stage for an awesome holiday concert inside the World Showplace. And if you don't know where the World Showplace is, it's the big building that is over behind the UK. And you, if it's open for any kind of event and you've never been back there, go back there. It's cool to see. It's a huge, it's usually used for a convention space, media stuff, but it's really neat. So if you get the chance to go back there, during the Festival of the Holidays, they're going to have Joyful, who are going to present a journey through R&B, gospel, contemporary, and traditional Christmas and holiday music. That sounds awesome. At the studios, Minnie is going to change out of her Halloween witch's costume, and Hollywood and Vine, starting on November 6th, will have the Minnie's Holiday Dine, I believe is what they call it. Over at Animal Kingdom, guests are going to be able to see festive flotillas, as they're doing now with characters along the waterways on November 6th. And Disney Springs will have the Christmas trees scattered throughout the area, but not a traditional Christmas tree trail because that was crazy. The resorts are going to have decorations all over, but no gingerbread displays. Apparently, gingerbread spreads COVID. No, just kidding, but they're not having the gingerbread displays. So that is going to be our news brought to you by themouseforless.com today. If you want to check out all the details, just go visit themouseforless.com. All right, if you want to give us a call and talk Disney, I would love to have somebody call in because my voice is going out already and we are only 10 minutes into the show. So the number, 407-413-9395. That's 407-413-9395. Give us a call. Let me know, what are you excited about for in this holiday season? What are you not excited for? What do you think Disney could have done that maybe they are not doing this year? It's kind of interesting. And I agree with Bethany in the chat. She says the Boo to You parade is the best parade in her opinion. I agree with that. All right, first call of the night is Alfred. Alfred, how's it going?
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Doing better today.
Good to hear.
Yeah, I've had some mental challenges this past week. So, but I'm getting out of it because I realized 1 week from today, I'm on the train to Disney World.
Holy cow, you are so close. I was trying to do the math calculations. When I do that on the air, I get nervous because I feel like I go cross-eyed or something. But yeah, you're close.
I'm very close. So I'll be there a week from tomorrow.
Sweet.
I can't wait. I'm like so excited. Should I get a lightsaber?
Dude, if you had the money, I would totally get one. But I just... Well, first of all, on the 16th, here's what I would do. This is how I would play it. I would try to get a reservation. If I am able to get a reservation, I would say that it was meant to be. Mm-hmm. I need to spend that $200. If I can't get one, I'd be like, well, it's not meant to be. I'm saving the $200.
Right. Yeah. Yep. So, yep, I can't wait. Animal Kingdom when I get there, because I figured there's not as much there to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that half day, that'll be perfect.
Have lunch there. They have good lunch.
I can't. Yeah. I'll figure out where to go. There's no ADRs.
Nope. Well, you can make ADRs, but I didn't make any the whole time I was there.
Yeah.
I just winged it.
No, there aren't. It's really bad. There's
you mean you can't get
available.
Any? Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay,
yeah,
I got you.
Yeah. Yeah. So next day, Tuesday, I'm doing Magic Kingdom. Epcot on Wednesday, and Thursday's Hollywood Studios.
Oh, that sounds like a plan. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great.
Man.
I did get two ADRs. Be our guest for dinner. and 50's prime time for like an early lunch.
Have you ever been to 50's?
Yes, I love it there.
Yeah, me too. That's actually Mallory's favorite and one of my favorites and my wife. So what's your go-to at 50's?
Well, it used to be the stuffed pepper.
I've never had
but
that.
But I think they've gotten rid of it since.
Hmm.
But that was the best. Now it's just whatever catches my eye.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I can really eat anything there because I could do pot roast, I could do meatloaf, I could do chicken, everything.
Yeah,
we always start with the onion rings. Those onion rings are good, but God, they give me a stomach ache.
I don't bother because I'm alone. So.
Yeah, I shouldn't bother because I'm with people, but you know, I'm stupid, so I eat the onion rings.
So I can't wait. The one thing. Minnie's Halloween dine there. I was trying to get like a lunch on the Friday before I left, but I don't know if they even have it at lunch.
I don't know.
Or breakfast. Yeah. I think that's only at dinner time, so I can't even get it.
Ask Ricky if she knows tomorrow because she wrote this article, but I don't think it's in there.
Yeah. I think it's only dinner though.
It could be.
So I'll be already on my way home.
Bummer.
At that point.
Can't think about that yet, though. You cannot think about
that. No, because that's the tragical. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
No. Yeah.
I scheduled it, but it's not, just so you know, I scheduled it, but it's not my fault. So don't blame me.
Exactly.
I hate seeing those envelopes on my resort room. It's like, oh,
I know,
man,
me too.
The trip's almost over.
I can't wait to see Halloween at the Magic Kingdom.
Yes. Love it.
I have my costume all ready.
So what are you going as? Are you going to surprise us with a picture?
Oh, that's good.
You might need to surprise us.
Maybe I'll put it on Discord.
Yeah, do it. Yeah, definitely do it.
Yeah. It's very good stuff.
Sweet. So you excited?
I've done it before.
Have you ever seen the Cadaver Dance or anything like that?
No, I've never been there at this time of year.
Oh man, it's so awesome! Do see the Cadaver Dance.
So
I know that they're not like probably going to publish a whole lot of information, but if you can catch wind and like see them, they're awesome.
Yeah.
The Cadaver Dance are actually better than the Dapper Dance. They're so in character. It's like ghosts singing to you. It's weird.
Yep. That's freaky, actually.
It is so
weird.
Because I
saw a picture.
Oh, my God. That's exactly what they look like. Yeah, I mean, it is scary. But and then when they start singing, they all sing kind of low.
To make you even more scared.
Yeah, exactly. And you're like in a dark frontier land. Like, I'm getting out of here.
Yep. Yeah, so that's why also I did this, because I've never been there for Halloween time. I've never done Food and Wine. So it's just going to be a great trip.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, Beth says, and Beth's a local down there at Walt Disney World. She says there are lunch for the mini seasonal dine, but the ADRs went super fast. So just keep checking for a cancellation.
Okay.
Love our community. Good.
Because I did not book a park yet for that Friday. Kind of waiting.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah, or do I book the pass for the park?
Well, do you have enough tickets to do it?
I have the resort stay.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So you could, why not? Yeah, do it and try to keep trying to get it. And I don't know if I go over there on the hopes of walking up. I'd make sure I get a reservation first before I do that.
Yeah. So I didn't know if I wanted to maybe do Food and Wine a second time.
That's a good call.
Yeah. Or Hollywood Studios, because even for just Rise of the Resistance, I have to make sure I get on that.
That's true. That's exactly what I did. I made sure I did Hollywood Studios like our first full day there when we went down in August. I had it. I didn't have us going back to the studios, but I had it built in where I could. I went to the Magic Kingdom because we were only there 5 days, and I went to the Magic Kingdom twice. But
Right.
But I did what I was going to do. That last day was going to be a backup studios day in case we didn't get on Rise the first day, so that I had that kind of in my back of my head. That's a good call. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, do they always, if you have the resort reservation, always give you the park?
You mean if you have a resort reservation, are you guaranteed to take your pick of all four? No, but I mean, I haven't seen yet. There's that three levels. There's the people who just have like a day ticket, like a Magic Your Way ticket, you know, no resort. Mm-hmm. Then there's annual pass holders. Then there's resort guests. When it gets into the resort guests, you can pretty much, I mean, I can't guarantee it, but most of the time you can get what you want. I haven't seen a whole lot of people having issues.
Yeah. Well, I got everything like for December.
Yeah,
I didn't have any issue booking those. So,
but I'm guessing we're going to, because I had a couple of people email me this the last couple of days. They're asking about the week between Christmas and New Year's. Now, I would guess that as we get into, say, this time next month or maybe early November, you might see, say, the Magic Kingdom, even for resort guests, close.
Yeah.
I think first you're going to see I would see the studios first, that you can't get in the studios, even if you got a resort reservation. But, you know, that's the busiest week in a typical year, so I would imagine that'll be the case this year, too. But, I mean, I haven't seen it yet, but I would say come soon, maybe.
And I got everything that I wanted that week. So, yeah. So that's not an issue right now for me. So, the other thing is I went shopping and I ended up with all this Mickey stuff for my home.
Oh my gosh. My wife only lets me have so much.
Well, I bought a set of dishes.
That's cool.
It is. You know, dinner plate, bowls, coffee mugs, two serving bowls, and a serving platter.
Wow, you are ready.
Yeah.
You could have your own character meal, basically. It's like the Alfred. It's like dine with, instead of dine with an Imagineer, dine with a Be Our Guest Podcast live show celebrity.
That's a good idea.
It is.
How much would I charge for the
ticket? You got to start at 50 and go from there. That's what I say. But you better have some good food.
I have a Halloween Mickey apron.
There you go.
And the oven mitts to match.
That'll work.
Yeah, I went crazy.
All right, well, hey, I got to roll because they're backing up, and James J. in the chat's about to kill you because he wants to call in and give a trip report. So I don't want to get anybody hurt.
Oh.
He wants to talk about his trip, so I need to hear about his trip. So you're ready for your trip. Now you need to listen because he was just there. He just got back 30 minutes ago.
Exactly. And when I come back, then
you got it. Yeah, exactly. We'll just go back and forth like ping pong. All right, Alfred, I'll talk to you next Sunday before you head down, buddy.
All right. Have a good night.
All right, talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, let's get to the 256. I know it's my good buddy James J. on the line. James J., how's it going?
Hey, Mike. How you doing, man?
I'm good. Alfred never has enough to say. You know, like, I got to nurse it out of him every now and then.
Yeah, it can be hard to keep the conversation going with
it.
It's
always hard. You know, like, if I can get that up to a minute, I'm lucky. No, I love Alfred. He's always got something. He's going to have a character meal. I mean, I'm telling you, it's like, dine with an Imagineer. No, dine with Alfred from the Be Our Guest podcast. That's what it's going to be.
That's going to happen one day.
So tell us about your trip. I was following on Instagram. It was awesome. I loved how you were taking pictures for folks that needed a little magic. That was such a cool thing. I didn't get a chance to tell you that yet, but because I knew we'd talk eventually. And that was special. That was very cool that you did that.
I appreciate it, man. You know, it's been a rough year for a lot of people. So, you know, and a lot of people want to make it down that just can't.
Mm-hmm.
So, that was just my way. You know, it wasn't much, but, you know, hopefully it helped some people get through the day.
Hey, so, it touched me. I love the sentiment, you know, because you're exactly right. There's so many people that just can't get down, maybe because of work, maybe because they're not working because of the situation. But, I mean, just as stupid as it sounds for Disney fans like us, not that we're stupid, we're very smart, but I mean, to anybody else, it sounds kind of silly, but a picture of your favorite attraction or, you know, a picture of the facade of Casey's or the Haunted Mansion like you did, that means a lot to somebody. You know, that's a live picture of someplace they wish they could be. So that was a very cool touch. I liked it.
I appreciate it, Mike. So just go straight into our trip, man. I'll be honest with you. even with no character meet and greets, you know, a lot of the quick service, well, just restaurants, places to eat in general, even, you know, the snack stands and all, with those closed, stuff at the resort closed, it was still the best trip we've had.
That's awesome. That's saying something.
It really was. Yeah. And, you know, part of it was this is the first time because our boys are 6 and 3. So it's made it hard in the past to be able to do every attraction.
Mm-hmm.
But every day we were in the park this past week, we did every attraction and a lot of them multiple times.
Yes.
Just simply because of the crowd levels and all. But it was, you know, probably the best part was our oldest, Jameson. Which all of us rode at Expedition Everest for the first time. We've never really done the rider swap stuff, you know. We didn't want to leave one out, you know, especially on a first time experience or something. So it was his first time getting to do Expedition Everest, and he absolutely loved it. And great. when we got on in queue, it was a walk on. You know, I mean, I think maybe waited 2 minutes after getting to the front of the queue. And then we got off, went through the gift shop, and there was a cast member that was going in for a shift who heard Jameson talking about it and was like, "Hey guys, do y'all want to do it again without having to wait in that long line?" And I looked, and it was up to 55 minutes already.
Whoa, what? Everybody followed you. What's going on?
Right. Yeah. And it was like, is that even a question? Like, you know, come on now. So, yeah, we got to ride Everest twice in a row. So that was great. But one of the big things, I want to share this with people in a way, but I don't in another.
I've been doing that for 12 years. I'll always spill the tea here on the show, but it's like, dang, I wish I could have kept that secret, but I can't.
Yeah. So don't rope drop Flight of Passage. Go elsewhere. Because if you wait until a few minutes before park closing, it's going to be a walk-on. And, you know, so, which I didn't do it, but my wife and Jameson, they both got to do it for the first time because we don't like to wait. I mean, 30, 45 minutes is kind of our tops. We try to figure out a way around it, you know.
Same.
Right there before park closing, that's the time to hit up Flight of Passage. Instead of 20-minute wait, but that's pretty much the length of the queue, you know.
Yeah.
Another big thing, especially during these short park hour days, what we were able to do was I'd originally snagged, you know, last-minute dinner reservations each day. So Sunday we went to Animal Kingdom. We did Satuli Canteen, so we didn't have to have a reservation for it, but Monday we went to, that was our first trip to Hollywood Studios, and we did 50s Primetime for the first time, and I had it 5 minutes before close. So by the time we got done eating and all, it was dark out.
Yeah.
And the park was nearly empty. You know, so even though we couldn't do any attractions or anything, we didn't lose that time in the park. Plus we get to see it at night again.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, the studios is so beautiful at night, especially like, you don't miss anything. Here's what I think about the studios at night, too. Like, walking from 50s Primetime to the front of the park, that's the part of the park you want to see at night. You know, Hollywood Boulevard with all the neon.
Right.
The Echo Lake area right there by 50s and Hollywood and Dine and everything. It's so gorgeous. You're right. We did the exact same thing. We did 50s right at close. It was awesome. It was great.
Yeah. And then we took a rest day on Tuesday. So then we went back to Magic Kingdom on Wednesday, which, you know, Tuesday was the day that the parks shortened another hour.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, we had 6:30 reservations for Liberty Tree that day at Magic Kingdom.
You did the same thing. I did the same thing. I ate at Liberty Tree at the end of the day. That's so funny. Dude,
and it was amazing. And I you saw the post on Instagram. I mean, we got the night shots of Main Street,
yes,
and the castle and everything. Man, it was just like, you know, that might have been some of the best parts of the trip. And then we did for Hollywood Studios on Friday. Thursday we did another rest day. You know, with the little ones, we try not to go back to back to back. You know,
smart.
So we Thursday we rested, did a little Disney Springs, swam some, and then Friday we went back to Hollywood Studios, and it was we had 7:55 reservations for Ogus. That was our original reservations for when the park was closing at 8.
Mm-hmm.
When the park closed at 7, I asked, you know, I called and asked. I said, "Hey, is this going to affect our reservations?" They said, "Yes." I was like, "Okay." And I kept looking. Couldn't find another reservation, so I just hung on to it because we hadn't had a chance to do Ogus yet. First thing I did when we got there Friday was I double-checked with a cast member. I said, "Hey, are y'all going to honor this?" They said, "Yes." Dude, Galaxy's Edge was completely empty, and it was dark. All the lights were on. You know, you still got all the sound effects. So it was incredible.
Now, what level of a Star Wars fan are you?
So when I was young, I used to be a huge Star Wars fan, and then I say I kind of outgrew it.
Yeah.
You know, there's kind of that dead period.
Yeah, the things happen.
But after we did Rise on opening day in December, that was a life changer for me and Jameson both. We were the two that got to do it then. And before then, I couldn't get him to watch a single Star Wars movie. And he's seen all of them multiple times, watched the entire, you know, series of Clone Wars and all. So,
nice.
We watched the new one.
We watched hey, the
Jameson.
New one, Goofy. So, but yeah, we got to do, we got to see Galaxy's Edge lit up again, and it was completely empty. So, of course, I was videoing the whole time, so.
Yeah, because it's almost like you're in like a it's like you're in a Twilight Zone episode because we are so conditioned to, you know, the coolest areas like that picture of your family in front of the partner statue I saw at night, you know, like that is you don't want to say something's once in a lifetime, but likely it is. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
right now it feels like it. Yeah.
I mean, because when like on a good day when I'm trying to get my pictures with my medals at Marathon Weekend, which isn't necessarily the busiest weekend of the year. I'm lucky if I get my picture in front of the castle with, say, 20 or 30 people in the picture with me. Like, that's a good light, you know, amount of people
right.
in a picture. When you get that, I mean, it's like you're some kind of bride at a Disney wedding. You get it's just you in the castle and the partner statue. It's unbelievable right now if you get that.
Yeah. And, you know, leaving Magic Kingdom always sucks. But that day, it really hit me hard. Because it was like, man, like, you know, just looking at how empty the park was and all, I was like, this is something special.
Mm-hmm.
I was videoing the whole thing and I was holding back the tears, man. Cause it was like, we don't want to leave.
I hear you every time.
I know.
And we ended up adding a night at, we stayed at Caribbean Beach this week and, we were supposed to leave yesterday. But we wanted to stay so bad. We ended up adding another night. So.
I've been there. I've done that myself. not the last year or so, but yeah, I have. Well, it sounds like you guys had a good trip, and that's the whole thing I've been telling everybody is that things are different, and some things are worse. I mean, you know, if you want to go eat a lobster roll at Columbia Harbor House, you can't do that. That's a tradition for me, but I can't do it right now. But I mean, like you said, I can't get a picture in front of the castle and the partner statue by myself, you know, and I can do that now.
Exactly.
So it's a trade-off. But I think for somebody that likes the attractions, it doesn't get any better than it will be right probably for the next 2 or 3 months. It's pretty sweet.
Right. And even though, I mean, because when we walked by Crystal Palace, Eeyore, Piglet, and Rabbit were up there on the porch, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Stormtroopers, Chewbacca, Rey, they're all still out. You know, and like you were saying earlier, you can't go up and hug them and all, but you can still talk to them and you can still get that, you know, get that selfie with them and everything. And while it's not the same as being able to hug them or shake hands or whatever, it's still a special experience because it is something different.
It sure is. Yeah, it is.
And in the long run, it'll make us appreciate, you know, when things do go back to normal, it'll just help us appreciate that even more.
Yeah. And I think we're starting to see that just in society in general. I mean, I know that you and I share college football. We're big college football fans. And the thing is, you know, for a lot of us, sports, you know, have returned, baseball, hockey, basketball, those two sports in the bubble. But, you know, like we're seeing, I didn't think we'd see any college football or pro football, and we've seen it now. We don't know that it's going to last the whole year, but I'll tell you what, you know, like if you're a college football fan, you know, like the first couple weeks of the season are just rough. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just have these big old schools like Alabama playing some, you know, junior college off of, you know, some interstate, and they're just crushing them. I mean, those games are always like, oh, they're terrible. I was watching, and I'm a Mizzou fan. I watched Kansas and Coastal Carolina. Now, I enjoyed it because Kansas got it handed to them by a little independent school. I love that because I hate Kansas. But, you know, it's like I'm appreciating every moment. I think that's how it is with the parks. You know, like, you don't get this, but at least we have about 75% of the experience, and what we get is pretty sweet. So I think you're exactly right. We're being taught. I think society's like this in general. We're appreciating what we get that we didn't appreciate maybe 6 months ago. It's kind of scary.
Right. Yeah. And here's another thing. So anybody who, even if you have done Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, so we broke down in the dance room or whatever with Daisy.
I saw that picture, yeah.
Dude, the amount of hidden Mickeys in that room is insane.
I didn't see any because I was chow-chowing. I was dancing.
Right, yeah. There are so many hidden Mickeys. So, and I posted that video, and there's one that pops up real quick. You got to watch. I'll tell you, it's in the lights on the mirror.
All right, I'll check it out.
Yeah, it's really cool, though. They completely swarm that thing with hidden Mickeys. And then probably the most special part for me was when you're walking out, if you look there to the left, right before you walk out of the exit, they have a picture of Walt, you know, sitting in one of his trains.
I did see that. I thought that was pretty sweet. Yeah, I love that. I mean, it's like the little stuff kind of like on Winnie the Pooh where they have Mr. Toad handing over the deed, you know, kind of like a little history, like why, you know, what's the genesis of this attraction? You know, what did it come from? Why did they make it? Yeah, that's a cool touch.
Yeah, so it's, you know, but as always, you just got to keep your eyes out.
Hey, before I cut you loose, I want to ask you one question because it had to do with that, and this is what I was going to use tonight to ask everybody. And I know you got a couple people trying to squeeze in here, and you just got back. So I appreciate it. I love hearing the trip reports, especially you can't get one any fresher than this. I mean, come on, you guys just got
right.
But let me ask you this. Okay, tough question, though. Would you rather have Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway or the Great Movie Ride? So say you had you were able to have one or the other. You could bring one back or just go with what we have now. Now that you've experienced both, which one, Great Movie Ride or Mickey and Minnie's?
So here's the thing is I'm a sucker for nostalgia.
Same.
So I've got to go with the Great Movie Ride, but that's not knocking Mickey and Minnie's at all, though.
Same.
It is still an incredible experience.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously not Rise of the Resistance. Rise of the Resistance is a dark ride, but it's way more than a dark ride. Mickey and Minnie's is a dark ride, but it's more of a dark ride than, say, you know, a Pirates of the Caribbean or a, you know, Winnie the Pooh. You know, it's like, it's totally
right.
It's a multimedia experience. Now, not to the level of Rise, but it's above everything else, I think.
Right. And I got to say this real quick, since you brought it up, and I don't think we've even talked about this on our podcast yet, because we did do a show Sunday night while we were down. Internet was great then, so we was able to do one. And the internet fell off for the rest of the week, and we couldn't even load pictures on Wi-Fi. So, go figure. But we had issues getting in our room when we checked in. So they sent an engineer out to work on the little, you know, the magic band scanner thing on the door.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not his typical job. His typical job is working in Hollywood Studios on attractions. And I asked him, I said, can you tell me why Rise breaks down so much? And, you know, and versus Mickey and Minnie's. Well, Mickey and Minnie's does break down more than we would like. It's still not as bad as Rise, right? And they're kind of the same operating systems. He said that it's the, was it RSB or RBIF or something? I don't know.
Probably the RFID, which is that. It's like the, you know, the close communication. Yeah. Radio frequency. That, it's radio frequency ID, I think is what it is, I believe. Now, don't there we quote go. Me on that.
That sounds right. So he said that in Mickey and Minnie's, they have an updated version of it, like the newer model, basically, of it. And that's why they're not having those kind of issues. He said that's the main issue they've been having in Rise. So they're slowly replacing those with the newer version. He's saying hopefully before too long, they'll have it running as smooth as Mickey and Minnie's, if not smoother. So
I would say one thing, too, with that. I mean, that sounds very, very reasonable. But I think, too, just Rise has so many moving parts that have to synchronize just right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, like when somebody, well, I don't want to spoil it, but when you're in this part of the attraction, this other stuff has to be clearing out so that you can move on through your journey. And there's like five different, to me, it's like four or five rides, and they all have to be synced perfectly or else, you know, everything cracked, you know, if this part's down, nobody can move, you know, and that's it. So God, I love that ride though. It's next level. It's awesome.
And another thing, and you might've already talked about this, I don't know, but, we rode Mickey and Minnie's five times while we were down.
Mm-hmm.
There is so much to see in that attraction.
Yeah, I only did
so, yeah, you're going to have to ride it multiple times. I mean, we rode with a friend of the podcast and everything our last time, and she's a local down there. She's talking about, you know, there's still so much you got to see. So, and she's probably ridden about 20 times. So there's a lot to miss in that ride.
Well, I'd like to have that problem. All right. Well, hey, James J., thank you for calling in. You get some rest, man. You had a good trip. And I appreciate getting to follow along on Instagram. I'll be checking it out on the show.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Take care, buddy. Roll Tide. All right. See ya.
Bye. Roll Tide.
All right. We have our next. Oh, we lost him. Next caller was hanging on. Give us a call back. 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. Let us know. If you had the power, like Snap, back in the 90s. That's a music reference. You could bring back Great Movie Ride, or you could keep Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. Which one would you do? They're both very different experiences, only in the same building. I'd like to hear what you would do and why. Eric makes a great point in the chat. Great Movie Ride definitely needed to be updated. There were no current movies, but it was nostalgic, right? And I'm somebody who doesn't watch movies, but I loved feeling that it was a celebration of the movies. Even though I knew that I wasn't probably going to go back and watch any, what were they called, like Busby and somebody musicals. Nah, I'm not into that stuff. Berkeley and Busby, I don't know who they were. But you know what? I just like to know that it taught kids like my daughter that there were musicals, even myself. Like, there were musicals back in the day. This is how people were entertained and how different it is from today. You know, people would watch people tap dance for 2 hours and do all that stuff. Synchronized swim, I guess, on what looked like a multi-level birthday cake. Interesting times. But, you know, I like that history in the parks, but you're right. It probably needed to be updated. We'll see. All right, we have our next caller on the line. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, Mike, it's Rob down here in Palmetto. How you doing?
Rob, doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. I just got back, too, and I had a great time, and I think probably my favorite day was the day I did Animal Kingdom, and it wasn't doing all of the rides and attractions. I did all the little stuff that you never look at, that path underneath the Tree of Life where you can look at all the carvings in it, the otter viewing area where you can watch the otters. I went out to Rafiki's Planet Watch. You know, that little stuff that you never do, that you always pass up because you've got to get into Pandora, you've got to do the safari, you've got to ride Dinosaur, and I thoroughly loved that.
That, you know what, that is so true, because that happened to me when I was down with Scott about a year ago. I typically go to Animal Kingdom, and I'm exactly like you. I'll do just the big stuff. You know, I don't do Flight of Passage, but I do Navi, Expedition Everest, Kilimanjaro, you know, maybe a dinosaur, something like that. Have a meal and I'm out, you know, and that's it. But we did the jungle trek. We did the Maharaji jungle trek, you know, and saw the animals, went into the aviary. And I told him, I was like, dude, I never do this stuff. And this is probably the coolest stuff here. And also, and I haven't been back to Rafiki's in ages, but you get to ride a cool train with that sideways setup. You get to go back there. Everything is, you know, very hands-on. You're exactly right. I mean, check it. How many people actually take a chance to check out the Tree of Life? That thing is amazing. I never looked at it.
I was the only person walking back there in that path, just looking at all of the carvings of all the animals. And the more I looked, the more animals I saw in the carvings. I must have shot about 30 minutes of video of just the carvings that I got to edit. And, you know, I would say to everybody, you know, we've got the time now to sit back and enjoy the details that we don't get to see when the parks are so busy. So take that opportunity to take that stuff in.
But I would say too, Robert, when times get back to normal, you know, if and when FastPass comes back and you have your three big headliners, you know, maybe you can do Flight of Passage, maybe you get the Safari, and maybe you get Dinosaur, something like that. Take the time in between your fast passes, and instead of trying to substitute in like a Cali River Rapids, go do, you know, go check out the Tree of Life, go back to Rafiki's Planet Watch. Those things, this is so true with so many things at Walt Disney World. I don't put them on the schedule, but when I happen upon them just for some bizarre reason at Walt Disney World, I have such a good time. It's a lot like this with restaurants, you know, like, oh, I couldn't get in this restaurant, but I just walked up to some not popular restaurant like a Tony's or like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of something, you know, I'm trying to think of something that would be like a walk up that, you know, like say a Sci-Fi Dine-In or something. You know what? Like, I've had good meals there, and it's just, it was unexpected. And that, I think that makes it even better. You're like, hey, that was a lucky get, and I enjoyed it.
Yep. I had a great time. Hey, I did get to eat at 50's Prime Time, and because of you, I thoroughly love the PB&J milkshakes, and that's all your fault.
Oh, those things are so good. So good. Oh, man.
I sucked that thing down, and I just wanted to order three or four more of them.
Yes.
Oh, when they opened Studios, the day I did Studios, you could get on Mickey and Minnie at 9:30. But so we were on and off Mickey and Minnie because I was with Florence Porter and her husband and another friend of ours, Dave Koch. So we were able to do Minnie and Mickey before the park ever opened, and then still able to get our boarding pass for Rise of the Resistance.
Okay, great idea. That would give me a heart attack because the whole time I'm on that ride. Now, so you knew like you were going to be off, like you could time it out that, okay, we're for sure going to be off by the, because I guess you could do it. Like say the ride breaks down, you could still do it in the vehicle. There's still Wi-Fi in the building. That'd still
right.
make me
or
nervous.
you've got cellular, if not Wi-Fi, as long as you got the app open. But we were in the queue by roughly 9:30. We were on the ride by 9:40, I believe. And out of it by about 9:50. So we still had 10 minutes to spare.
So what'd you guys do next? You go back to Slinky Dog? Or I love hearing how people tackle the day at the studios. What'd you do after that?
What did we do after that? Let's see. We went and did Toy Story Mania, Tower of Terror. We didn't get on Slinky Dog because it started raining, thunder, and lightning at some point in the day, and they closed that down. So couldn't get on that.
Has it been rainier this like this?
Millennium Falcon.
Let me ask you real quick, and I'll ask you about that. Has it been because Scott was saying this too? Has it been rainier in Florida this summer and this like early fall more than most years? Even though there's not a lot of hurricanes, seems like it. Maybe not.
Though. I gotta go with yeah.
Yeah, it seems like it, but again, I'm looking from 1,000 miles away. It seems like it's rained a lot.
Well, yeah, and it was raining pretty much for hours each afternoon. It wasn't the usual. Well, you know, you've been down in the summer. You get the heavens open up for 30 minutes, and it just downpours, and then it's all gone.
Yeah.
It just rained all, you know, from maybe about 3 in the afternoon all through the evening.
Dang, yeah. I pray for those things when we're down there in the summer because usually it's like, you know, from like 3 to 4:30, it stops, it clears out the park, and it cools everybody down. You know, it cools off the evening. But, yeah, it seems like it just rains this year. I don't know. It's a shame.
Yeah, it did. And on the Magic Kingdom day, I did virtually everything at Magic Kingdom in the day. And that was after, you know, the hours were reduced and it started closing early, too.
Yeah, it's one of those things. You can get it all done as long as you have... The thing is, you got to have some stamina, because I am not kidding. When you can go from attraction to attraction to attraction and not stop for, you know, typically we stop for like 40 minutes or so once we run out of our fast passes. It's not like that right now. And it's hot. You know, if you got a little, it helps to be a runner. But I'm just saying, if you got some stamina, yeah, you can get a lot done.
But,
oh, my gosh.
But Magic Kingdom Day was, which day was it? Oh, it was Thursday, my last day there. And I don't think we waited more than 5 minutes for any attraction.
I know, but doesn't that start catching up to you, like, physically? Well, not you, because you're a runner, but I mean, no kidding. Like, you are just like, it's like next, 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 next. It's almost like you're a kid that's like, ADD kid. Like, you just cannot stop because the world is there at your fingertips. You can ride whatever you want. It's crazy.
And that's how we were doing it. We just walked by an attraction, looked at the line, and everything said 10 minutes, a few things said 20 minutes, but I'm sure everybody who's been there has noticed all the waits are much shorter than what they actually post.
That's
and
true.
We just walked by something and said, well, let's go on this one now.
Which that is
so
nice. You're not,
we were racing around trying to hit things.
That's a good point. You're not doubling back across the park like you do with fast passes. Like, I might have a fast pass for Space and then have a fast pass for Haunted Mansion and then have a fast pass for Pirates. And then I want to go back and do Seven Dwarfs, you know, or Dumbo, and I'm back in the corner. Yeah, you don't do all that doubling around. You're right. You can just kind of like, okay, let's start in Adventureland. Let's finish up the day in Tomorrowland. Work our way around the park. That's typically how it, and that is nice. And that, you know what? I think that's how the parks were meant to be experienced too. I mean, back in the 70s. It's crazy. We're back in time.
I think so. But hey, I'll let you go since maybe you got a few more people coming in, and had a great time. Thanks for getting the room for me at Pop, and I'll catch up with you later, Mike.
I sure appreciate it, buddy. You stay, take care of yourself, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. See you.
Love talking to you. All right. See you later. Bye-bye. All right. 407-413-9395. Beth does say she's a local that, yeah, the weather has been a little more severe. Maybe more wet. What she says, there's been crazy lightning and thunder like she's never heard. So possibly, I mean, it's been kind of crazy down there, and it's a year. What can I say? I'm trying to keep, what can I say that makes sense? It's 2020. Is that the best way to say it? I mean, we had for a while there, we had the two hurricanes in the Gulf at the same time, kind of both heading towards the same general area. Thank goodness that did not come to fruition full blast. But, you know, who knows what's going to happen in 2020. But we're making it. You know what? That's the good news, is we are getting there. We're making it. We're here. We're talking about Disney. We're talking about the good stuff. We have time. We have an hour on a Sunday night to get together, chat with each other on Facebook, chat with each other on Discord, talk over the podcast. You know, download podcasts that we love. Take them on our commutes or on our runs or on our walks around the neighborhood, maybe while you're doing the dishes. And we get to talk about this good stuff, so life isn't that bad. We're, you know, there are some bad aspects of 2020, but we're getting there. We're appreciating things more. John Anchor mentioned that in the chat. We're appreciating the little things more. I think every person is doing that. And that is good. Because I think that our lessons are going to be that, you know, 2020 was a tough year, but we made it through because we rallied together, right? Disney was, you know, as a Disney fan, when we look back on this, we'll say Disney was different. But we still had the opportunity to go there, many of us. And then, you know, when Columbia Harbor House comes back, that lobster roll is going to taste just that much better. When Casey's opens up again, which I think is going to happen here real soon, when that happens, those corn dog nuggets dipped in cheese are going to be just even better, which I couldn't believe. So we're going to get there. Times are going to be awesome. But we just got to appreciate what we have right now. And right now we have quite a bit. We do. We don't have it all, but we got quite a bit. We don't have Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. We don't have Mickey's Halloween Party, you know, this fall and this Christmas time. But you know what? We can roll our own. We can make our experiences. We're getting little stuff. We're getting the character cavalcades. We're getting the costumes the characters will have on. We're going to get the music at Christmas time. We're going to get resort decorations. We're going to get Christmas trees. We're not going to get gingerbread houses, but we are getting a good chunk, which is more than I thought we would get, say, come March or April. So we got to look at it that way. So I want to tell you about what I'm thankful for, and I'm thankful that you take the time to listen to our show. You take the time on a Sunday night to tune in live. You guys are awesome. We had a big crowd today, and I sure appreciate it. thank you so much for being here. Special shout out to our patrons. Thank you for letting us continue to do the podcast through this downturn in travel. Things are picking back up. That's a great thing. And I appreciate you letting me live my dream to do this podcast. And it's because of you. So we are going to get out of here. Again, we record the show every Sunday night. And it's going to be live, of course, at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central on our Facebook and YouTube channels. So just search for the Be Our Guest podcast, either on Facebook or YouTube. Now, next Sunday night, a special guest for some special people. We're going to talk with Mr. Mike Bankhead, the captain of the Be Our Guest podcast, Lizard. So if you have any questions about running or walking or Run Disney, or if you're one of our, listen to this, over 2,300 members of the Be Our Guest podcast, Lizard. That's right. We have over 2,300 members of our running squad. Make sure that you're here with us next Sunday night, September 20th. We're going to be talking Run Disney, but it will be all Run Disney. Mike Bankhead likes to ride rides. He likes to eat meals. He stays in hotels. We're going to be talking all kinds of Disney. So, and Alfred, he's going to call him from the train. So there you go. I mean, there's a show for you right there. So I appreciate you guys being out there. Don't forget the show is brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. When it comes time for your next Disney vacation, please check out the Magic for Less. I'd love to help you plan that trip for no additional cost to you. And it really helps everything out here, you know, as we move forward. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Please continue to use our Amazon affiliate link when you do that online shopping. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And also, you can become a patron and help support us as well. Just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast for some extra content in your week. Follow us on the social media, Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike. And of course, give us a follow on YouTube and Facebook and make sure that you do subscribe over on YouTube and click the bell so you get the notifications anytime we go live. Finally, 24-hour chat, 24/7 on our Discord channel. Just go to BeOurGuestPodcast.com, scroll down, click the Discord button, and bam! You're going to be in the chat with us, and I see a ton of people chatting right now. New faces over in the chat room, and I appreciate that so very much. All right, we're going to get out of here, and if you're just listening to the show on the feed, hey, we've almost made it to the weekend. If you're listening to the show live on Sunday night, well, we got the start of a new week right in front of us tomorrow. So until then, for Mike and Ricky, who are here in spirit, for Ricky and Pam, who are here in spirit, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Sunday night. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.